a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I am joined by Kate from Void to chat about their newest release and upcoming LP. Void are a group from Australia who have taken the underground punk rock scene by storm, carving their own path and sounds to create new spaces for young women to flourish. How are you doing today, Kate?
I'm doing great. I've had my coffee. I'm hanging out in my room with my cat, vibing, having a great time. How are you?
Good vibes only. I'm great too. Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
So the new single from their upcoming album, Free Kitten, recently just released, alongside the announcement of your debut LP, Watering Dead Flowers.
Yes.
What was the decision-making behind picking Free Kitten as the first release from the album?
Well, Free Kitten was kind of a bit of a curveball in terms of the songs. When we were choosing singles, it kind of came out of nowhere. We were like, had other ones in mind, and I don't know, it's just like, it's very different to anything we've done before, with like the string sections and all of that, and just like the structure of the song. But I think we wanted to do that specifically because of how different it was to anything that we've done. And yeah, the album itself is like, has a lot of different layers. So I think we wanted to choose that single so it could represent like some of the different things that we're exploring in the album as well. So yeah.
And of course, the title of the LP, Watering Dead Flowers, is hands down one of my favorite project titles I've ever heard.
That's so good to hear.
Where did the inspiration for the title come from?
I mean, the album itself is very emotional, like very sad in some spots, like very much like writing in the diary of like a teenage like girl, or like not even teenage now, we're older than that obviously, but like young adolescent people trying to like navigate life and figure everything out. So Watering Dead Flowers, it kind of stemmed from Angie, our singer's take on their mental health, and how it's kind of like, you know, sometimes like it's just a bit like gone, even though like you want to try and help things, it's a bit hard. But yeah, so like just mental health in general is the inspiration for that album title. And Angie has this thing on her wall in her room. It says like, water the flowers until they grow again, or something along those lines. But that was a big inspiration for that as well.
So special. And of course, the phrase watering dead flowers kind of also implies dwelling on the past and maybe getting stuck in certain ruts. Are those types of things
definitely
covered in the new album?
Oh, yeah, totally. It's like, it's all a big self-reflection album. And yeah, it's just like the biggest self-reflection. Like, I kind of think of it as well, like, you know, when chefs have their signature dish. The way I see this album is like our like brains just in an album. So yeah, lots of self-reflection, lots of dwelling on the past, but kind of in a therapeutic way, and yeah, like not in a bad way. It's just, it's what happens when you grow up.
The album boasts 13 tracks, all with that signature Void sound, and of course these newer elements coming through as well. How long did it take for the LP to come together?
It took a while. Yeah, our last release was in 2020, our last EP. And since then, like, so much has changed with us personally and as a band. So, yeah, it took a long time from, like, inception to then writing to recording it. But I mean, I was always very anxious about getting stuff out as quick as possible and just like wanting people to hear it. And now that it's out in 2 days, I couldn't be more happy with how long it's taken, because it's just like so perfect you know, there were songs that we were writing right after we released our last EP, and I'm so glad that we like didn't rush and we took the time to figure it all out, because if we did rush, I feel like it would have been a completely different album and I probably wouldn't be as happy with it. Like, I know where it is now is exactly how it should be, so I'm very, very happy.
Would you say that this is your most carefully and intentionally crafted piece of work?
Yeah, 100%. We like put so much effort into every little thing. Like, I remember one day when we were finishing up sort of writing the lyrics to the album, Angie and I had a we jumped on Zoom and had a call, and we literally wrote out like every single connection that each song has to one another. We were like, that relates to that and that relates to that and this flows on from here, and we're just like, we're like, oh my god, this goes so much deeper than we could have imagined. So yeah, 100%. And I feel like it's definitely really thought out, but a lot of it was kind of accidental. And then, yeah, we just picked up on little bits and kind of, I don't know, went from there. But yeah, definitely a very thought out.
Very cool. On that Taylor Swift energy.
Oh yeah, totally.
And of 100%. Course you have an Australian album tour coming up. What is your favorite part about touring?
God, so many things. I think it's just like seeing, you know what I like, actually, it's popped into my head. I love seeing the people in other cities that that we've seen like throughout the years that always come to our shows. Like when we play in Brisbane, because it's our like home city, you know, we see a lot of regular faces, but I love seeing that in other cities as well. And also we really like the Virgin Lounge. It's definitely a big part of touring. Cool. Is the Virgin Lounge is very good, but I don't know, I just love touring. It's so much fun. It's just like, I mean, it's tiring obviously, but it's just like the best time ever, especially when you have like heaps of fun people touring with you as well.
So, so cool. If any of you are in or around Aussie in the next month or two, make sure you're going along and seeing Void, because that is going to be so much fun. The new LP is released on the 28th of April. Where can we purchase and stream it?
Every streaming service, I guess. We'll have links on our Instagram, you know, where to go grab a vinyl, go grab some merch. Just listen to it everywhere that you can, because everything helps. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, amazing. Thank you very much for joining me today, Kate.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That was Kate from Void on their brand new single, Free Kitten, as well as their new album out today. Yeah. Honestly, I got a little sneak peek at the album and oh my goodness, is it a goodie. So here is a little taster for you. Here is Void with Free Kitten. Three more interviews coming up today. Wawa wiwa. Keep it locked here on The Tahi.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.